Good morning, outliers. Give me a second. My stuff was unplugged here. There we go. Here we go live. And like 4 seconds before you go live, you're like, why can't I hear anything? And then you realize, oh, wait, it's because all my cords are unplugged. Yeah, that's legitimately what just happened right now. Oh. And then I cough. There we go. Okay. Everything's working out. Good morning, outliers. Welcome to today's Outlier Live, where we cover the biggest headlines of the day and what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day is California sucks, as we all know. And because California sucks, they're causing all kinds of issues for lots of people out there. And Costco's acting kind of weird. That's just my opinion. I'm a huge Costco fan, but I got to tell you, they're acting a little bit like a crazy ex-girlfriend. Tune in for all that more on today's Outlier Live. All right. California sucks. All right. Listen, I shouldn't say everybody. I know so many people who have moved from California here to Texas, right? My neighbors right across the street moved from California here to Texas. And basically, everybody's saying, we got to get the hell out of this state. This state is not working for us. This state is not putting out everything that we need. And one thing that they need is jobs. And California is laying off workers ahead of new minimum wage law. California food chains are laying off the workers because they have a new $20 minimum wage law that applies to chains with 60 or more locations. So it will go into effect on April 1st, so next week. I have multiple feelings on this topic. So first feeling is, of course, we want to pay people more, right? Of course, I am a capitalist, but I'm also a real softy. I'm a capitalist in the fact that I want to make as much money as humanly possible. But I also want to take care of as many people as humanly possible as well. And whenever I see this, it's like $20 minimum wage. That's good. That's going to help a lot of households out there. On the other end of it, that's not so good because these fast food chains are going to say, I can't afford to go from $7, $8 an hour, whatever it was before, to more than doubling to $20 an hour. I can't afford to keep this many people on staff. So either I'm going to have to double and triple my sales to make up for it, or I'm going to have to lay people off and you're going to have to do more work while you're here, right? That's the balancing act here. Either they're going to have to charge twice as much for everything, they're going to have to make twice as many sales, or they're going to lay off half their employees. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. California fast food chains are laying off workers ahead of new minimum wage laws. So I'm really conflicted in this, right? On one hand, I want people to make more money. But on the other hand, it's like, listen, this is not sustainable, right? These business models are not built around $20 labor. At the end of the day, that is the position of the story is, this is a business model that sells $1 and $2 hamburgers or $1 and $2 Jack in the Boxes, whatever they got, right? Now they've raised their prices beyond belief lately. We've covered a story about an $18 Big Mac meal. And not only that, but their consumers are just turning away. The McDonald's CEO said that to eat at McDonald's, you have to be making at least $55,000 a year. The McDonald's CEO basically came out and said, look, we can no longer service the lowest income Americans. We have to start charging more prices. And so they're going to have to eat elsewhere. And so on top of that, California wants to make their wages for these fast food workers be 2, maybe 2.5 times as much. The business model is not set up to work around this labor. So let's take a look at the story here. Some fast food chains in California are letting go of workers that have a new $20 minimum wage law that will take effect in April, and that could dramatically impact their bottom lines. Yeah, of course. Several eateries, especially pizza chains, have begun to cut jobs in an effort to get ahead of financial repercussions. I was thinking about that, actually. We had pizza delivered the other day. This is from a place called New York Pizza and Pints. And they don't have delivery drivers. They use DoorDash. And So it makes sense to me that the first place people that are going to go is Pizza Hut drivers, Domino's drivers. Why do we need you when we can just DoorDash it, right? I'm sure that that's exactly what the Pizza Hut franchise owners are saying here, right? This person, a Pizza Hut driver, told a newspaper he received a notice from Pizza Hut franchisee, from a franchisee, informing him that his last day of work would be in February. Pizza Hut was my career for nearly a decade, and with little to no notice, it was taken away. That sucks. That super sucks. Multiple Pizza Hut franchises in California filed notices to comply with the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, saying they're discontinuing their delivery services. Many of the services were delivery driver jobs. Another California company announced that they laid off 841 drivers across the state, where select California franchisees have elected to make changes to their staffing approach. Access to delivery services will continue to be available via Pizza Hut's mobile app, website, and ordering, and it should remain consistent, this Pizza Hut spokesperson said. But more than likely, they're going to be using DoorDash to do it, or Uber Eats, or anything else. There it is, right there. The franchisees are transferring their delivery services to third parties, right? So, and there's DoorDash right there. And this person says, I'm definitely not going to hire any more. Man, it's just a shame. Now, this story right here, I heard it's been debunked that Gavin Newsom had a friend that owned multiple Panera Breads, and they got an exception where Panera Bread wouldn't have to pay that. When I first heard that, I said, who in their right mind is going to work at Panera Bread? Who would work at Panera Bread if they're the exception to this rule and they can get a job anywhere else making $20 an hour? But then again, if all the jobs are becoming scarce in that area, the automation and robotics are probably on their way up, right? They are more than likely going to be looking to hire more robots to replace these people. He just looks so scummy, doesn't he? Let's take a look at the AI trading data for McDonald's, right? McDonald's is one of those companies that's definitely going to be laying off people, I would assume, in California. We actually got a sell signal on January 10th. We got a sell signal on McDonald's, and you can see it's started to go down since then. In fact, it's entered this red area over here. That is the downtrend overlay, right? The downtrend overlay is a bad, bad sign. Anytime you get a downtrend overlay with a sell signal, watch out below. So I think McDonald's could be one of those stocks that is impacted dramatically by this $20 minimum wage. But let's take a look at the performance summary. Using outlier signals, you would have seen a 74.31% return versus buy and hold at 43%. So definitely outperforming buy and hold, and 73% is not too shabby at all. If you want to get your hands on these AI trading signals, be sure to head over to outlierdeal.com. We have a very, very limited time deal. I think we're in the last 10 days or so of the lifetime deal where you can get access to Outlier for a one-time teensy tiny low price. It's like 99% off. So let's take a look at what the internet has to say about this. California fast food chains continue layoffs and cut hours ahead of $20 minimum wage increase. This person says, told you so. This person says, how did this happen? LOL. Are they also going to bring down the menu prices that were jacked up sky high after COVID? Well, no, they're not going to be doing that. I want to see the responses to this. Yeah, right. This is certainly not going to help. No, it's not going to help, right? They're going to have to actually increase their prices. They're going to lay off people and increase prices at the same time. No, but it's likely an attempt to keep them from going up even more, thereby dropping demand. No, why would they be able to? No other costs are going down, especially food. No, in fact, most of them have already hiked their prices this month before the wage increase. Laws about tax revenue, not bettering lives. Very, very interesting. Yeah, I think that this $20 minimum wage, while it sounds great on the surface, as most Democrat policies do, right? Sound great on the surface. In all reality, it's just not going to work. Costco is acting like a very deranged, very sick ex-girlfriend. I know that's a crazy idea to say, but Costco is legitimately like, no, if you don't have your membership here.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Then you cannot buy your $1.50 hot dogs here either, Becky. Right? So, Costco is taking the approach of Becky, where it's like, hey, listen, nah, you don't want to date me? You can't have all the goods that come with dating me, whatever the goods are, right? Costco's saying, you don't want to be a member? You can't have all the goods that go along with being a member, like $1.50 hot dogs. Deal with it, right? Costco's going to crack down on non-members eating at food courts. Dude, I am a huge Costco fan. This shirt came from Costco, right? I love the shirt. One of my favorite shirts. I got like four different patterns of it. Very lightweight, very nice. It's a nice live streams on YouTube wearing it. But I got it at Costco. I think it was like $20. And they are saying that they're going to make sure that if you're not a Costco member like myself, and the elitist Costco members like myself, if you're not one of those people like me, you are not allowed to eat in the food court. Give me a break. The people eat in the food court, especially these days with inflation running rampant, if they can get in and get a $1.50 hot dog instead of having to go to McDonald's for an $18 Big Mac meal, dude, let them in. What better way to sell your Costco membership than to have people come in, enjoy the food court, enjoy the scenery, and enjoy seeing the huge lines of people that are just running through those checkouts all day, every day. Because Costco is one of those places where every time I go in, it is loaded with people, right? But their cashiers are outstanding. I can get through one of those lines 5 minutes or less. It's way better than going to Disney World lines. But why take away this perk and say it's only for members? I mean, that's the best advertising you can have, is letting somebody in and experiencing it. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. To me, if I were running Costco, I would say, let everybody come in. Let's have it where people can come straight into the food court from an outside door. But the food court faces like the rest of the warehouse, right? Food court faces the rest of the warehouse. So when you're sitting there eating, you can look out and see these incredible prices, right? When you look out there seated and eating, you can see all these happy customers and you can say, man, I'm enjoying this $1.50 hot dog. I'm enjoying this $1.50 hot dog. But I definitely would enjoy a Costco membership too. So to me, this makes no sense. Why would they crack down on this? Costco will get stricter about who can use its food courts. A retailer will enforce a requirement that food court patrons must have a Costco membership card starting in a couple weeks. So are they going to like card everybody, right? You're sitting there enjoying your hot dog, enjoying your chicken bake. My kids like to get the ice cream sundae things. Sitting there enjoying ice cream with your kids. Oh, the pizzas, right? The pizzas. Whenever we have a bunch of family, basically a bunch of kids, whenever we have a bunch of kids over, I run over to Costco and get, you know, three or four of those enormous pizzas for like $10 each. Yeah, dude, for sure. So they're gonna card everybody who goes to food court? Give me a break. Food courts are home to the $1.50 hot dog combo, the chicken bake, and pizzas, all of which are extremely popular among customers. A user uploaded a photo to the Costco subreddit in March that claimed that they depict a signage in Orlando saying the membership card requirement for food court purchases will become effective on April 8th. This person who retired from serving as Costco's longtime CFO in March recently said the move would affect locations featuring exterior food courts. One of the challenges is that some of the food courts have gotten so busy, particularly if it's near some office buildings or construction sites, that we're getting member complaints. The retailer makes customers show their membership card to get into its warehouses. something that already curbs non-member usage inside the food courts, right? Let's zoom in on this food court image real quick. Get out of my way. There we go. So we've got the Twisted Churro for $1.49. You've got the ice cream sundaes that I was talking about for $2.50. You've got these freeze things, which the cold brew mocha freeze is outstanding, but it's also like 900 something calories. So I've only gotten in a couple times. Then you've got the hot dog and a Coke for $1.50. Yeah, the $10 pizza, enormous pizza, the chicken bake. I hear a lot of people saying good things about this chicken bake. I've only had it once. It was okay. And 59-cent sodas. Dude, this is awesome. Why would you not want more people going there? Why would you not want more people coming in and saying, wow, this is a pretty sweet deal. Maybe I should get a Costco membership. But to turn away people, to card them whenever they're trying to eat, dude, give me a break. Give me a break. This is such a dumb idea. The website says, generally, only Costco members may purchase items at Costco. Globally, around 132 million have membership cards, which I am one of. Other recent membership-related crackdowns include Costco starting to ask shoppers to present their membership cards when using self-checkout. So I don't understand how this would work. So I've heard this, right? My dad was telling me this story. He was like, hey, you're going to get carded whenever you go to Costco. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, they're going to, you know, make sure that your ID matches your Costco card when you're using self-checkout. And I'm like, okay. So you have to scan the Costco card to do the checkout anyway. So as long as you have the card, who cares who's physically in the building, right? If I pass it to my wife and she takes it, there has been one time this actually did happen. I forgot about this. There's been one time where we have one Costco card between two of us. It's got my picture on it. It's got my name on it. And I remember the one time my wife went to Costco, they would not actually let her check out. They were like, no, you're not Christopher. I'm sorry. You can't check out here. And she's like, what? She calls me on the phone. She was like, this is some bullshit. Costco wouldn't let me buy it because my name's not on the card, even though we're married. We live in the same address, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, that's so weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too loose with my borders, if you want to think of it that way, where it's like, you know, you got a card, let someone shop, who cares? The Costco is still getting paid either way. So that's just my opinion. I think Costco's acting like a crazy ex-girlfriend. Let's take a look at what Costco's stock price is doing using the AI trading data. Oh, hang on a second. We just got a sell signal on Costco on March 13th, right? We got this buy signal on February 12th, and then we got this sell signal on March 13th. So if you are a Costco shareholder, now may be the time to be going to cash. In fact, let's take a look at the performance summary. We can see that using the outlier signals has actually given us a 114.76% return. So pretty outstanding returns right here. So like I say, if you're a Costco shareholder, now may be the time to be going to cash. I wouldn't be going short here. I only look to go short when stocks are already in a downtrend and it's still trending upward right now, but this is a go to cash type of signal. So if you want to get these signals delivered to you every single day, go to Outlier Deal real quick. We only got about 10 days left of the lifetime license deal, and then that's going to be gone forever. So be sure you do that. Let's take a look at what the internet's saying about this, right? Costco is requiring a membership to buy food from the food court starting on April 8th. My food court is outside, so it made it easy to grab and go. Thoughts? See, that goes back to my earlier point where if you're going to be doing the food courts in Costco, they should be inside where people actually see all the great prices, all the great experience, right? Not outside, right? If it's outside, it's basically a food truck, which I don't eat at food trucks. I think they're disgusting. How can you have people plus food plus oil plus gas and everything else all crammed into one little tiny space with their sweat and nastiness and the fumes? No, I don't eat at food trucks. You could buy food from their food court without a membership this whole time? That gets a like. In my area, yes, I guess I didn't care about that much before. This been a thing at Costco since last year. That's good. Many will use it if they've been to various Costco locations. True. I didn't know it wasn't all Costco's. Okay. Wait, I thought they started this years ago. Reason why I stopped going to Costco to buy food. Don't tell me I could have been going the whole time. So if you have a membership, it should still be a quick grab and go. Yeah, hopefully it will be. But scanning the card is an extra step. Yep. It's been a thing for a couple of years now at this person's store. I guess they're now applying it to all. Someone ruined it. Absolutely, yeah. Somebody ruined the fact that they could go in and get their $1.50 hot dogs on lunch. That's too bad. But I'll tell you what, YouTube thinks you're going to love one of these two videos above, so click here to watch more, and I'll see you on the next Outlier Live. Talk soon.